The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
More sports. How you doing, everybody? It's Friday. Everybody is working for the weekend. Can't you hear us knocking? Warriors mount up. Saturday, August 26th, Los Angeles, Hollywood Improv, 8 p.m. show. Please come on out, fill it up. This episode of More Sports brought to you by Jeremy Tope. Jeremy Tope went to jmore.com and he did his Amazon shopping through my site. And that's what I asked you to do to keep this commercial free. So far, so good, man. It's a long... I've had offers. I said, you don't understand. This is their personal podcast. And the premium content, folks, wow, I love doing those. Nate O'Neill's got a second one coming right up. My man Tansy, Zach, the other Nate, Liz, got your Raiders in there, my Raiders as well. Landon Lynn's second one going out.
Oswaldo. He likes Oswaldo.
Am I gay? I'm a man.
I'm a man. How could I be gay? I'm a man.
And Peter Vincent, your fantasy football league. I got a few things for them and you guys, and I appreciate you wanting me to make your draft order of your fantasy football league. It's coming out. Everybody hold tight. They're completed. Nobody's is not completed but Peter Vincent's, because there's 12 freaking teams. I got it. I like Jeremy. I can't even get into it. Jeremy Tope writes, dear JJ,
hey man,
thank you for the sports podcast daily, every other daily, once a daily. I don't care. I love it. I went to Amazon through jmore.com and I got a water filter. We all need clean water, as Phil said, right? Question mark, right? Period. Thank you very much. I'll try to do all my Amazon shopping through jmore.com. I'm trying to figure out how to switch Amazon to jmore.com on my toolbar thingy. Jeremy Tope, go Hawkeyes. All right, so maybe he's from Iowa. A lot of Iowa Hawkeye football fans wanted that premium content. I had to brush up. I had to bone up.
Did you say bone up? He said bone up. Not down, right? Oswaldo like it. Football. Hawkeye. Mira, papi, ven acá. Why is he so thirsty?
Nick Saban goes on a bit of a rant here. This is like 2 days ago, and I just had to process this. It's really bizarre. Listen to Nick Saban talking to the media.
What did you say?
Christian Miller.
Oh, I don't know. You know, you guys make all these predictions about everything, about guys that are going to be great players that have been here for 2 years, and who's going to win all the games, and I don't even know why we play. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? Why do we compete? Why do we coach guys? How do they need to improve? I mean, you guys got all the answers to, I mean, how guys are going to be, what they're going to do. Sometimes I wonder... But why do we play? I mean, why do we even have practice? Because you guys got all these conclusions already drawn about who's what, how good they are, what they can do. I mean, so why would you ask me? I mean, that's a product that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. I mean, where'd that come from? And then you ask me? But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good camp. He's doing a good job. I mean, had a lot of production points in the scrimmage, so we're really happy with his progress. And, you know, thanks for asking.
Okay. Does that sound like a guy that's won like 3-4 national championships? Does that sound like a guy that went 9-2 at Toledo 16 years ago? What is he so angry about? You coach Alabama. Relax. They don't play, by the way, the Thursday night games, the opener of the NCAA. The NBA look like geniuses for like their home opening slate. It's like San Jose versus Hawaii and Presbyterian College, literally, at Wake Forest. It's just dog shit. Nick Saban, you have NFL athletes that I don't think really have to go to class that often. I don't think Jake Coker was, you know, studying calculus. I don't know why he's so angry. It's really like he's fed up. You're the guys that do all the guessing and you got all the answers. No, they don't. I'm happy as hell. I love it here, man. I'm absolutely not going to coach in the NFL. Remember that? And he coached the Dolphins? All right, cool. Don't get so angry. Why are you so... Hello, Nick Saban. Coach Saban, it's Oswaldo. I write for El Diario. Mira, papi, why are you so thirsty? No more questions.
Why am I thirsty? You tell me. You got all the answers.
Whoa. Saves. Take it easy, buddy. How'd you like to go to work? How do you think, like, every other coach in NCAA would like to go to work every day and look at Reuben Foster, Adolphus... Oh, that's Ohio State, Adolphus. There's just a very few coaches that get the opportunity to coach at a place like LSU and Alabama and Michigan State, too. He's a fantastic coach. Maybe this is what makes him such a great coach. Urban Meyer has a degree in like psychology. Jim Harbaugh is just, he's a former player. He gets it. Guys run through walls for him until they're tired of him, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if he's a disciplinarian. I just know he recruits like a son of a bitch, and he found out a way to have the rules bent in his favor by having camps, you know, instructional camps. Wink, wink, wink. Are you winking at me? Khaki pants. You have khaki pants. Coach, hello, Coach Harbaugh. You have, like, satellite camps in Florida, but you coach in Michigan? Why are you so thirsty? Are you winking at me with your khaki pants? Papi. Hold on a second. I'm a man. Oswaldo is a man. All right, he gets it, Oswaldo. Guys are so angry already. It's really bizarre to me. Nick Saban is just like... Oh, and by the way, that player is doing really well. I want to give him a shout out here. Like, okay. You can't have it both ways. Now they're just... It's just... You don't want to give the media that much to work with, is my point. Like, literally, you're a headline for no reason. They're doing their job. And believe me, I get it. They're a pain in the ass. Like, what about this? What if, like, Coach Edwards, put your name on it. Herman Edwards, coach of the Jets. For some reason, this rant is not on the internet without music under it. Like, ba-dun-dun, put your name on it. Ba-dun-dun. Like, they got to put a music bed under it for, like, 50th greatest meltdowns of all time. It's in the opening credits of the More Stories podcast. You can email me, morestories3737@gmail.com. Basically, the press kept asking Herman Edwards, this is before you play to win the game. Hello? If you play to just play, get out. Retire. So it does matter to me. This whole conversation bothers me. Man, I love Coach Edwards. And Coach Edwards was a defensive back for the Eagles that took the Bisarchuk fumble in the Meadowlands the other way to the house. He's been a G for a long time, and the media was going, well, sources have told us. And Coach Edwards, Herman Edwards goes, well, hold on, who are these sources, huh? Put your name on it. Be a man or a woman and put your name on it. That's all I ask, because he had it. The team was raggedy. It was like Santana Moss was like 5'5" wide receiver, Lavernius Coles, Anthony Beck was a tight end, the quarterback carousel with like Vinny Testaverde, Chad Pennington kept getting hurt. And sources. Who are your sources? Put your name on it. These guys are in front of Nick Saban putting their name on it, saying, how is this guy doing? Why don't you tell me? You got all the answers. No, coach, they don't. They got a lot of questions. Relax. Why are you so thirsty? Yasiel Puig got a walk-off double 2 nights ago for the Dodgers. That's the Dodgers' 10th. Earlier, about almost a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I said to you guys,
I think the Dodgers are just like kicking the shit out of walk-off wins for a record. That's their 10th walk-off win this year. They had 7 all of last year. And it's all different guys. Puig with a double Wednesday night. And then he had a Justin Turner bomb. You got a Bellinger home run. Like every single guy has had like a walk-off for the Dodgers. This team is so deep. And they're playing without Clayton Kershaw, their best pitcher. And they're playing without their number one RBI guy, an RBI machine. Adrian Gonzalez is 100 RBIs. Just write it down. He'll make it. If he came back today, he'd probably finish with 80. Not really, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Right when I'm ready to trade Yasiel Puig in my mind, he has this walk-off hit against the dogshit Chicago White Sox. Sorry, Nate O'Neill, but they're dogshit. And the Chicago White Sox, if you want to flip the coin, like the Dodgers, the best team in baseball. They're winning with guy Alex Wood.
Did you say Wood?
Yeah. They're winning with guys that are 22 years old. This is the major leagues. This is not the NBA where you're 19 years old out of Kentucky. This is like you got to go through the farm system, single A, rookie ball west, rookie ball south, high desert. You got to go out to fucking Indio and play outfield when it's people don't realize it's 30 degrees at night because it's the desert. Then you go to single A, you go down to Florida, Port St. Lucie. Then you get traded. Then you're in San Antonio. Then you're in Utah riding a bus. And then you go to like double A, triple A, back down to double A. And then you're in the major leagues. It's usually like 25, 26 years old. Very few Mike Trouts. Very few Bryce Bone Bruise Harpers. Very few Robin Younce playing in the major leagues at 19. Ken Griffey Jr., 19 years old. No, 19. So for these guys, all like collectively, like Justin Turner is an old fucking man at third base at like 28, 29. Maybe he's 30. I don't know. Like Chris Taylor, Cody Bellinger, Jacques Peterson, Corey Seager, they're all like 22 years old. This team's not going to be bad for a long time. What about injuries? This is injuries now. Clayton Kershaw, Adrian Gonzalez are not on the Dodgers. They had the best record in baseball. They had like 87 wins. That's what the Twins had when they won the World Series. Literally. That's what the Twins finished with when they won the World Series. So, again, it just comes down to that freaking postseason and getting snake bit against like the Cardinals or the stupid Brewers. We'll see what happens. I'm going to give you guys another one. I'm going to try to do Saturday, Sunday. They might be a little shorter, like this guy here. Like this guy right here. Preseason polls in the NCAA has Alabama number one. That probably pissed Nick Saban off. Maybe that's why he went on his rant. What does Twicky think? Twicky, do you think the best team in college football right now is Alabama?
No.
How do I know that, Twicky? Because they didn't play a game yet. It is just prognosticating and guessing. But it's nothing to get angry about. Nothing to, like, air a reporter out over. It's not put your name on it. I was in the locker room with Coach Edwards, and he said, well, you weren't in the locker room. I'm like, damn, that's the truth, man. Hey, keep it trill. More sports.
The one about last year said it was all a lie. Ain't it funny how time flies? Said what we're gonna do, baby. What's left for us to grow on? Never stolen nothing, no, not a thing. To find a new job.